You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca, and this is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is June Sini. June, it's good to have you here this morning.
It's fabulous to be here. It's a bright, sunny day.
Oh, yes, yes. It couldn't be a more beautiful day. So the way the show begins is with a huge question. Who are you? What do we need to know about the things you've done, the labels you wear, the values you aspire to live by, to start this conversation?
Well, I'm a professional Oriental and Romani dancer, instructor, choreographer, mm-hmm. and historian. I'm also a mom, but my kids are grown up. So
right, but you'll always be a mom.
Yes, always that. And I teach at Cornell University in the physical education department, belly dance.
Uh-huh.
And this is my 25th year there.
Cool.
So, and that's what I am. I'm a professional dancer.
Right, right.
And the community part of my life is being on the board of directors for the Ithaca Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And not sure what else to tell you.
Well, we will wander our way into many interesting topics over the course of this hour. So tell me, what you brought some fascinating music. I have played a few pieces of this these genres of music, but not many in years past. So what would you like to open the show with, and what would you like to say about it?
Okay, well, first of all, I brought all of this music is Romani mm-hmm. music, or commonly called Gypsy mm-hmm. music, but I prefer to use the proper term, Romani.
Right, right, right. It's a pejorative term.
And
yeah, there is.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm trying to fight that. And I thought, this is what I really, that's my focus is mm-hmm. Roma and Roma rights.
Sure.
And so I wanted to have people hear this music, and it's from different countries. So this first piece, Rome, mm-hmm. is of, it's a traditional piece, but it's sung by a Greek Rome, and it was in the movie Rome.
Okay.
A Greek movie.
Okay. And here we go.
Rom su su pan su su carte penetute, Rom ne colai tu te aves. Rom su su car su su carte penetute, Rom ne colai tu te aves. Menzanav, 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 menzanav so si o Rom. Menzanav, 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 su su σας με θεαβάφ, με μπουτμανκάβα στεαβάφ. Ρομ σου σου κάρ, σου σου κάρ, σας με θεαβάφ, με μπουτμανκάβα στεαβάφ. Με ίντζαναφ, με ίντζαναφ, με ίντζαναφ, με ίντζαναφ, σωσί ο Ρομ. Με ίντζαναφ, με ίντζαναφ, με ίντζαναφ. Σο σου κάρ, σο σου κάρ, τε πενέν του κε, Ρομ ναι κολλάει του τε αβές. Ρομ σο σου κάρ, τε πενέν του κε, Ρομ ναι κολλάει του τε αβές. Μέιντζαναβ, 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 σο σι ο Ρομ. Μέιντζαναβ, 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 σο σου κάρ. Colai tu te aves, Rom so su car, so su car, te penen tu che, Rom nai colai tu te aves, Meinzanaf, 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 so si o Rom, Meinzanaf, Meinzanaf, Meinzanaf. sugar de penentu ke ronai golai tu te aves ron so sugar de penentu ke ronai golai tu te aves mains enough mains enough mains enough mains enough so see
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca. This is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is June Sini. And so, June, the question that I go to almost always next is, to live the life that you value now, doing the work that you value now, what did you have to learn? What did you have to go through to know this is the life this is what I need to do what matters in the world?
I'm not really sure how to respond to that. It's a growing process. I've always wanted to be a dancer,
mm-hmm.
always.
Right.
And you know, I got married, had children, and owned a business with my husband. And but it was still that need to dance,
right.
And learning different cultures. I love that. I love learning about different cultures.
So when did you learn, what did it take for you to respect your love for dance to actually turn it into a career?
When my husband and I split up. So it was, the opportunity was there to start teaching classes,
mm-hmm.
And furthering the dance career. Mm-hmm. It was a hobby before that.
Sure.
And suddenly, it became my career, my profession, and I studied the Turkish style dance, Egyptian style dance, and then a few years later came the opportunity to study Romani dance,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still studying. And that was the turning point. The end of my marriage opened up a career that I'd always wanted,
right.
Which is, you know,
it's a not uncommon story that the commitments we made got in the way of our pursuing other commitments that when we break them, we can finally do.
Yeah, I guess that is it. And
what about the dance is something that really holds your attention, holds your curiosity. Why is it such an important thing in your life?
It provides me the chance to meet new people and share the joy of music,
mm-hmm.
and dance and movement.
Sure.
And it has such a positive influence on everyone. And it's just so exciting to share that with people. And that's my love of other cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had the opportunity to go to Cairo, spend time in Cairo, Egypt, go to Istanbul, Turkey, and study the dance and the people, and be with the people.
And this is commonly referred to as belly dance, or is this other forms of dance as well?
In this country, Oriental dance is called belly dance.
I know. Yeah. I'm trying to deal with the problem in communication.
Yes, it is hard, and we end up going to what everyone knows when. But in my classes,
mm-hmm.
I call it by its proper name. In Egypt, we're calling it Raqs Sharqi,
mm-hmm.
which is Oriental dance.
Right.
In Turkish,
but it's an Egyptian
It's an Egyptian style of Oriental dance,
mm-hmm.
and you find this in different styles throughout the Middle East, Lebanese style of Middle Eastern, mm-hmm. dance, mm-hmm. or Oriental dance. Turkish style of Oriental dance, and they're very different. They have commonalities, but the music is different in each country. So we would put the moves together according to the music.
Right, and even where you have Arabic speakers in different regions, you have different cultures, as with Egypt versus Lebanon.
Right. And so the music is slightly different from each country. It's even from the classic Oriental dance to the folkloric part from Upper Egypt in the Said, the dance is very different. The music is different. But knowing that, just researching the music and the culture is fascinating.
Sure.
And I love to share that with my students. And it just makes the world smaller and familiar.
And what do you see your students getting from Oriental dance that they wouldn't from other forms of either dance? And you're teaching this in an physical education program, so it's also part of self-care and health, as well as aesthetics.
This dance does something different for each one of us. But for my Cornell students, it helps relieve the stress, the tension, gets them out of their head just for 45 minutes twice a week. And they get to breathe, move their bodies, hear music they wouldn't maybe or ordinarily hear. Although I have students from all over the world.
Sure,
and
sure.
I love that. Right. And so it gets them to breathe, relax, and just, you know, let themselves go and move. And that's our biggest thing, is to relieve that stress and tension. And this Oriental dance does that perfectly. And I really love what I do.
Yeah, no.
I get to have fun. We laugh and enjoy ourselves. Yes, it's serious and, you know, a professional dancer, but you can still have fun and enjoy it. That's the real key.
Right. You have several examples of this that you want to play, and we're going to try to, and I'm wondering actually if we would do better if we just hooked this up into your phone and we played this next one directly off your phone into this. So it depends on what kind of a hookup you actually have. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Yes. Hang on a second here. I actually have an adapter for that. We make this show up as we go along. It's one process at a time. So here we go.
And this next song, I brought Romani music because, again, we wouldn't necessarily be hear this a lot.
Right.
And I wanted to share it. This is an opportunity to share locally this beautiful music.
Right. Right.
And the Roma, they have a lot of different traditions, and they have lots of different vocations. But they're primarily known for their music and dancing, but they're doctors and lawyers.
Sure.
And things. But I wanted people to hear the wide variety. So this next is Russian Romani. And it's called Ay Romali, O Gypsies.
Ay Romayale, da pošu Ай, Роменди, та Барвалендир, а чаю р'яли ми в йо чордьо. Ой-ой-ой-ой-ой, та пошуненці, ой-ой-ой-ой-ой, со те гра. Ой-ой-ой-ой-ой, та покиненці, та сир просвето, ми ти чіва. Ай, чавай, але, та попханенці, хай ловили ти монгилі та тила, а чаюр'я яке, ай кожуна яке, ми подарколі те кіна. Ой-ой-ой-ой-ой, та пошуненці, ой-ой-ой-ой-ой, сотигра. Ой-ой-ой-ой-ой, та попханенці, та сир просвето, майте чіва. Ай, сареса, а сила чіла чі, не втріван, харай цюрно. Контра телема, а купенга-бенга, то тріван, ласкає цюрно.
You're listening to WRFI Watkins Glen, Ithaca. This is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is June Sini. So June, how did you bring this? How did you discover this niche, and how did you bring it to Ithaca? And you started to answer. I think you started to say, "I'm a native Ithacan."
I'm native, actually, to Trumansburg.
But to Trumansburg, yeah.
I live in Ithaca.
Yeah.
Yes, so I've traveled. Uh-huh. We like to, people who grew up here go, yeah, we traveled. We know there's life outside of Ithaca.
Right. Right.
But life is good here.
Yeah.
And I was teaching belly dance at Posey's. And a woman in my class said, she handed me a piece of paper and said, please call this number. They want to talk to you about teaching. I didn't even know where I was calling. I was calling Cornell.
Uh-huh.
And she was a yoga instructor. And she was so enjoying the class, she told the physical education director about it, and he wanted to talk to me, and I've been there ever since.
That's neat.
And it's more than just teaching dance. They don't just come in and I teach them and you go away. I've become so attached to my Cornell students and my local students, mm-hmm. that they still stay in touch with me and things. So it was, and then locally, I was teaching at Bosie's, and then I started teaching in various studios, and then I opened my own studio. So I've and just keep adding the different dance forms,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the Russian that we just listened to, the Russian music, I studied with some Russian Roma women and then another woman in the DC area to learn that dance, and now I'm teaching it in workshops around the country.
Sure.
It's beautiful.
Yes, yes, yes. And where did you study with the Russian, yeah. Roma?
They came to the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my teachers are in the Washington, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm. And is that a particular hub for Roma communities or dance or music?
I think we were, the dance group I was with, mm-hmm. was interested in bringing Roma to, mm-hmm. this country.
Sure.
So, and they were a world music organization.
Right, right.
And
that's so, where they were located, so that's where they brought them.
So that, that's where they brought them.
Right.
And the same with my Turkish Roma instructor was also brought by the same people. Mm-hmm. So it was, I've been blessed to have wonderful teachers, wonderful connections to learn this dance, and so I want to bring it back and share it with, mm-hmm. with my community,
right, right,
and it's I think I do have kind of a little niche here.
and I had asked off air what might have been what I thought might have been a stupid question, but you assured me it wasn't. Are there men who take your classes?
Yes, and they're very talented, and this dance is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oriental dance
in its origins is, and this is maybe something that just Westerners or Americans just don't know.
Well, in the Middle East, in Turkey, and then in Egypt, there were dancing boys, mm-hmm. and in the Ottoman Empire, and that's where the male part of dancing came into that. The Keçeks, they're called Keçeks in Turkey, mm-hmm. and they still exist, these male belly dancers.
But do they age out when they go through puberty, or are they, well, are they boys? Yeah.
Well, they have aged out, but they continue their tradition.
They continue practice, yes.
And my feeling is that everyone has a right to dance. Mm-hmm. You know, in certain parts of the world, it's like in Egypt or Turkey, men would not be on stage belly dancing.
Right.
There are some who do. Mm-hmm. There are. But it's not as in the norm as here. But I feel that everyone has a right to dance. And why not let men access that way to move their bodies, mm-hmm. feel the music, and reconnect with the earth.
Sure, sure. And what do you mean by reconnect with the earth in this dance?
I feel it's a very earthy dance, Oriental dance or Romani dance. Mm-hmm. Unlike ballet, which is very lifted, has specific movements. Oriental dance and Romani dance is very, very earthy, natural movements, mm-hmm. that fit the music, and the music is created from life.
Mm-hmm. And the Western versions are a little more linear, and as you say, not as stationed on the ground. You don't have an axis on the ground as much.
Right. Yeah. I see it very different. They're all dance is beautiful. Mm-hmm, don't mm-hmm, misunderstand sure. me. But it has just a different a feel and a way of connecting with yourself, with the earth, with the sky.
Right. And you, I assume that you will continue to dance for the rest of your life.
Yes, I plan on it.
Right, as long as the body is willing.
I tell my students I'm just dancing into the ground.
Mm-hmm. So, I can imagine that you are a native of Tompkins County, of Trumansburg.
Yes.
And you were married, you had kids, but then the marriage did not survive, and you found this new career out of your, what was, I assume, was an avocation, or were you teaching on the side at that point already?
No, I wasn't teaching yet. It was a hobby, because I felt that was the only way to do that.
And this
that.
Was back in the 80s or 90s?
Yes, in the 80s.
And so and one of the things that can be very hard is for when people metamorphose in the same community and develop new skills or new personas or new passions among their friends that they didn't really realize would become their life work. What happened to you when it became clear to everybody around you that you were finding your life work?
I think people were happy for me,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I think my children were wondering what I was doing.
They probably thought mom's a little weird here.
Yeah, especially at the festival time.
But right.
I felt supported, mm-hmm. by people, and I. If I may say a little interesting note, people have seen me in the festival and know me for all these years that for a time I was the front desk at, worked the front desk at the Ithaca Times, and people come in and look at me and stare at me
I know you from someplace.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure out. And I'm like, I'm, and I could tell that's what it was. So I would say, I'm June, the belly dancer. I'm like, oh, yes, of course. So I probably could have worn a costume to work, and no one would have thought anything about it.
Right.
You know, it's,
right.
And I really, I do feel the love from this community.
Right, right. What, what has changed in yourself from the person who needed to find a career? What has changed in yourself in this life of teaching belly dancing or Oriental dance and Romani dance?
I went from being not speaking much, you know, not shy. I was shy.
Sure.
I don't think I am now.
Right, right.
So I've grown into feeling confident. Confidence is what I've really gained from this, from these dances.
Right, right. And I'm imagining that it's a confidence that you developed in your own body through knowing the dance. And once that was grounded, you were then teaching others the dance. And then not just individual others, but groups of others, and conducting whole events.
Yes.
And that just makes you have to become a bigger person in that space.
Yes. And you develop other skills, organization skills.
Yes.
And I have two dance troupes. So we work together really, really well. And it's a sense of community for everyone, and I like that. I like creating the community and the respect for the cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just forgetting where these dances come from. I do traditional. A lot of times Americans change it up a bit and
right.
are less traditional.
And they want to improvise on it.
Right.
Americans are about jazz and improvisation.
Well, Romani dance is improvisation, but there are
within
rules.
Forms.
Within
yeah.
forms. And so it's learning those nuances, and I love teaching those nuances, especially in the Roma culture, because it's like, well, why are you dancing that way? Or why is the dance the way it is in one country and not the other?
Mm-hmm.
And
And what are some of the answers to those questions?
It depends on where in Turkey they're mm-hmm. going to dance. The movements are fairly specific to the their daily life. Like mm-hmm. when we're washing clothes.
Right.
So there's movements for that. They don't move around a lot.
Right.
But then when I get to Russia, then we're dancing with big skirts. But the footwork is important.
Right, so and fairly big movements to make those skirts fly. And
right.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, what is the difference? See, it's just the influence from the surrounding mm-hmm. environment for Roma. And they have their own music, but they also keep alive the locals' traditional music mm-hmm. as well.
Right. And the Roma dance from Turkey, where they are capturing the gestures and the actions of a woman's daily life, I'm assuming historically, are these ways of doing social commentary, both criticism and affirmation, or is it kind of a replication in a precious form, or how does that work?
This is tricky to answer.
Sure.
It's a social commentary, but it's they trying to be able to play their own music,
mm-hmm.
and then in community dancing to it. Now outside, non-Roma will dance to it, but it has. They don't always know what in community means.
Right.
And in community has, the gestures have maybe a double meaning.
Right, right, right.
So
it's a richer conversation.
Yes.
For the dancers and the audience when they know.
And we, through our Danza Romani troupe, mm-hmm. we I have fabulous dancers. We start off, we wear the costumes that are appropriate for each dance style, and we'll do a 45-minute program, and we're changing costumes constantly.
Sure.
So that we can try and educate the public through dance and music, because there's so much more to the Roma people.
Neat.
And we like...
And you like what?
And we like to share that. I've had the opportunity to meet Dr. Ian Hancock, who is a Roma, and he's a linguistics professor at the University of Texas at Austin, and a Roma scholar.
So let's go to more music. You had wanted to play, was it Ojos de Brujo?
Yes.
Yes. Right ahead, and actually, go ahead. It's easier to play it if you've got it right on your phone.
Yeah, okay. So this is Sombra, and can I say a little something about this? Sombra, actually.
I can actually hook it up to mine if that's easier for you at the moment.
It's okay.
Okay, yeah.
Sombra is from Andalusia, from Granada.
Sure.
And
from Spain,
but is a Roma dance from Spain.
Right,
and Ojo de Brujo is exciting. So I wanted to share this. It's a long piece, but I thought it would be exciting for listeners.
Rueda de la fortuna, me dejaste más sola que la una. Rueda de la fortuna. fortuna, dime, ¿y hasta cuándo las ataduras? Si seguimos dando trayectorias diferentes,
lo que no escucha no siente.
Y esto es lo que vi, y esto es lo que vi.
Lo que diga la gente.
Si seguimos trazando trayectorias diferentes,
lo que no escucha no siente.
Y esto es lo que vi, y esto es lo que vi, y esto es lo que vi.
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca. This is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is June Sini. So June, part of your witness today is your love of the Roma people and their music and their dance. How did you befriend Roma so that you could experience, learn, and begin to embody in your own way these traditions?
I've been so fortunate that the opportunities presented themselves to meet them, and it was not hard to befriend them. And my teacher, my Turkish Oriental dance teacher, also does Roma work. Mm-hmm. So she knew people and introduced me to them. Mm-hmm. And then they've become my friends and teachers. A few years ago, we had a Roma woman from Slovenia. She came and she and her daughter stayed with me for a couple of weeks. And
sure.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. And I also had the great opportunity to meet and dance for Dr. Ian Hancock.
Mm-hmm. The professor in Texas
who's written the book We Are the Romani.
Okay.
And that was like, it took a while to come down from that.
Sure,
that was
sure.
Very exciting. And also Esma Rajapova, which will play her song.
Mm-hmm.
She very famous. Well, her title, Queen of the Gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to take singing lessons with her. I'm not a singer.
But you took lessons.
But we took lessons. And I won't hurt your ears with that. But I'm a dancer.
But part of my understanding is the way this is, okay, many of us think of art as being kind of more of either a strictly creative process, almost ex nihilo, from nothing, but you just have your materials. But with something like the Romani dance or the Oriental dance, you have a craft, and there's a way of learning a craft tradition that's different than a way of learning other forms of art or other forms of knowledge. You essentially apprentice.
Yes.
And how have you, what has the quality of your apprentice relationships been? Either people you've apprenticed yourself to or who've chosen to apprentice with you?
I guess I don't think of it in terms of apprentice so much. I'm constantly taking lessons and studying with people.
Sure.
And internalizing the music and the culture. Mm-hmm. It's very important to really understand the culture to be able to interpret the music. What are they, you know, I could just dance to it if I didn't know anything about it. Music is, it's very danceable. But to me, learning through books, through studying with people, through video, mm-hmm. through personal experience, that the nuances of what is their culture like? What are they saying? I want to, when I'm performing, I want to perform it as if I were in Cairo, if I were in mm-hmm. Istanbul, or if I were Turkish Roma. I want people to see the movements. There are movements that are particular unique. To each style.
Right.
And it's putting them together. It's an improvisation. All of them are improvisational dances. I have a dance troupe, so I have to organize them into a choreography. Mm-hmm. And I've just, it for me, that's very easy. But I'm just finding out that for many dancers, they don't understand how to do that. And my teacher feels I've done I'm sorry, I'm going to start feeling full of myself here.
You're allowed. This is a time to do it.
But my teacher feels she can't do choreographies, and she goes, they're fabulous. They're as if you were dancing improvisationally. And I'm like, if you know the music and you know the moves, you can do that. Mm-hmm. And but maybe that's just me. I don't know.
Well, but it seems like you have this balance between understanding that there's a discipline here and understanding that you have to deploy it with a kind of abandon.
It's, yes, I guess so. To me, this is so natural that I'm,
thank you
for pulling that out of me. I'm like...
Well, I mean, because... If you know us, so for example, my partner and I just bought a vibraphone, which is this beautiful jazz instrument, which is wonderful, and I learned a lot about musical structures and stuff, and I can play around on it. I don't play it well at all, but I can hit sharps and flats and do all of these funny tones, but my partner has a much harder time with that, and so she just stays in this key of C, and she doesn't go up on any of the notes up above, because that just makes it more complicated for her to think and feel about. But once you learn how these things work, then you can play, as long as you don't violate the structure of tonal distances. And you have the same things with movements.
Yes, that's it. I mean, knowing the movements, knowing that music, you can dance like a native.
Right. And when you have a troupe, the choreography is it to have them all doing exactly the same movements at the same time, or the same transition moments?
We do the same movements at the same
exactly
time.
The same movement. So they go through a very precise list of transitions. Of from each movement to the next movement that they have memorized.
Well, I'm hoping they internalize
that's
a key thing.
Right. And they've committed it to a body memory.
Yes.
As opposed to an intellectual memory, which is what you mean by internalize.
Yes.
I think so. Okay. So you have two more pieces that you definitely want to play before we run out of time. So let's cut to the next piece.
This next piece, Chai Shukriya. Most people who know me here in Ithaca know that's one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. By Esma Rajapova. She actually taught us to sing it, and again, I'll spare you that, but also to dance to it. So, are you playing it? Or
I'm gonna okay. Pull it up. You need to play it because you've got the device.
Okay, let me.
Now you need to hit play again.
Okay.
Thank you. avec l'Allemagne. Mon bon Gilly là, il y a des matchs. Avec l'Allemagne. Mon bon Gilly là, il y a des matchs. Mon bon Gilly là, il indique ma chale. Halam pek l'Allemagne. Mon bon Gilly là, il indique ma chale.
You're listening to WRFI, Watkins Glen, Ithaca. This is the Made of Clay Report. Our guest on this episode is June Sini. So June, the way we close the show is with a question. How do you take care of yourself emotionally, intellectually, and physically throughout the day, daily, weekly, monthly? And how do you know you need to do that?
Oh, that's a... Okay.
That's a big question.
That's a big question. And this dance is my life. If I don't get to dance every day, then I get a little...
What happens?
Sad. Huh. We're not sad, but, you know, it's the...
You get down.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's or do like, you get... sometimes I get down when I'm not doing what I love, and sometimes I get angry or testy.
Yeah, I don't get angry. It's just that right. I feel like some days if things aren't going well, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put on some Rumba Gitana. That'll perk me up.
Right.
And so I have specific music that I'll play if I'm feeling a little like dark like these days we have.
Sure.
But, and that usually will perk me right up. I continue research for the dance. That's intellectually how I and other things I like.
What does that involve? What is doing research in dance, particularly Romani dance?
I search out people who have written about them. There are two authors right now they're ethnomusicologists,
mm-hmm.
and they've done an incredible job with Turkish Roman and Macedonian Roman,
mm-hmm.
and so it's related to what I do, but I love what I do and use that. But I'm also interested in science, in space, and so one of my students and I really enjoy talking about space because that's what she does.
I see.
And speaking with my students on what they do. I love to know what they do. What is their background? And
and do you do that? Is that part of the relationship that happens outside of rehearsal time? Or is part of helping understand them as dancers know what they care about? I mean, so you get to know them just as part of the process?
Yes, part of the process. I like to create community. Mm-hmm. And I want everyone to feel respected and important, that they all have something to share, and everyone has something interesting going on in their life.
Right. And in a sense, using the music of one of the most frequently disrespected cultures in the world, you are using it as an occasion to model respect.
Yes.
That's a very powerful statement.
Because I feel very strongly about respect.
Yeah.
And that we respect each other and give each other space. Mm-hmm. You know, honor each other. My other real thing I like to do is Indigenous or Native American rights, mm-hmm. specifically the Haudenosaunee, mm-hmm. because we live on their land, and they're very important to me. Mm-hmm. And so that's another aspect of community involvement, if you will, and understanding of our local cultures.
Right. And when you use the term respect in the way you do, it's not just saying, you know, you have a place in the world. It's actually observing the person or those people with their place, their activities, what matters to them, where you behold it, which is take it in with it and not just intellectually memorize it, but actually absorb it into the pores of your skin and the fiber of your muscle in as much as you can.
Yes. And I would like to see more of that, mm-hmm. in our world. But we each have to start in our own community.
In our own immediate relations.
Yes.
And when we look at each other in this behold way, we tend to, in this culture, laser focus on very specific things. But when you behold a person, you just look. I mean, it's like you're not focusing on anything. You're just taking the whole person in and seeing what happens.
Yes. And I feel that more with my role on the Ithaca board of the board of Ithaca Festival.
Sure.
Because now I have all these people who aren't dancers, and for me that was my real growing experience, is to be out away from dance. How do I? It's dance related, but how am I in the community?
With
other community members,
right.
And seeing how people. I am fascinated by people and what they do.
Sure.
So I find that just sitting there and respecting what everyone brings to the table. Yep. I think we need to all do that.
It's a very powerful, you know, it is the most powerful way to be. June, it's been wonderful to get to know you. You want to close with one more of the pieces of music. And I'm Shukar.
Yes, beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. This is fabulous. And yes, I'm a dancer. I'm not normally speaking,
right?
Other than body parts.
But we have had a wonderful conversation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Şukar çayla mange yandan kelena harabela şukar bi yav şukar çayla mange kertalale lele kertalale lele 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 Carbia o chucar chai le mangue, yanda yanda kelena carabela. Chucar bia o chucar chai le mangue. Kerta la lei, lei, kerta la lei, lei.